The most recent incidents include threats of violence and vandalism against Jews or synagogues in the city and surrounding area, and chants comparing Jews to Nazis at protest rallies. Ann Jacobs chairs the Anti-Semitism Task Force for the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She says there's not a direct connection between the violence in Gaza and the increase in anti-Semitic activity.
What it seems to be is an excuse for people who harbor these horrific anti-Semitic views to let them out into daylight. Those are opinions that clearly the people espousing them held long before this very recent interlude with Gaza occurred.
There have also been anti-Muslim hate calls made to the Islamic Society in Milwaukee, but Director Athman Atta says there has been no violence or vandalism. He says the only protest he's aware of was a pro-Palestinian counter-demonstration held 2 weeks ago outside a pro-Israeli meeting at a suburban Milwaukee synagogue. Atta says that was a protest against Israel, not Jews, and there were no anti-Semitic chants.
This is not anti-Semitism. This is legitimate criticism of Israel. Anything against Jewish institutions, houses of worship, Jews, because they're Jews, absolutely we will stand against it and we will support these groups and houses of worship.
The Islamic Society of Milwaukee and the Jewish Federation are both part of an ecumenical council in Milwaukee. They work together to promote interfaith tolerance. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.